The Ben Ish Chai brings down an interesting minhag that's brought down in halakha to eat cheese products on Hanukkah. The logic is because there was a Greek king that was killed by a lady called Yehudit, the famous story brought down. So even though it didn't happen exactly in the year of Hanukkah, but since it happened under the Malchut Yavan, and since he was a tyrant and he also tried to get the Jewish people from stopping to learn and do the mitzvot, so we commemorate that on Hanukkah, which is anyway we commemorate the downfall of the Malchut Yavan. The Ben Ish Chai says a nice remez to this. He says that the Yevanim tried to do away with us or make gezerot against us on three mitzvot. The three mitzvot were Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, they took away from us. They didn't let us sanctify Rosh Chodesh. They took away also Shabbat, and they took away from us Brit Milah. So the Ben Ish Chai says, if you take the word Chodesh, the first letter in Chodesh is a Chet. The second letter in the... That's a good question. The second letter in the word Shabbat is Bet. And the third letter in the word Milah is Lamed, which is Otiyot Chalav. So therefore, in the Gezerah itself, you see a remez to these items. That's just to remember it. Therefore, if a person wants to have some yogurt like they have, or cheesecake, or things like this, or during the days of Hanukkah, this is following the Minhag. Last but not least, as we mentioned, according to the Halakha, it is proper to light the candles tomorrow night on Friday night, the Hanukkah, before the Nerot Shabbat. There's reasons not only according to the Pshat, but according to the Sod. So therefore you should have your wives wait for you until you light the menorah, and then you light the Nerot. Now it should be pointed out, on Motzei Shabbat, there is the difference between the procedure that's done in the home and the procedure that's done in the synagogue. In the synagogue, on Motzei Shabbat, you light the menorah first, and then you make Havdalah. The simple logic being, because if you make Havdalah, then everybody's going to leave, and you're not going to have Pirsum and Nes when it comes to lighting the menorah. However, at home, it's the opposite. At home, when you come home, you make Havdalah first, for your family, for yourselves, and then after you make the Havdalah, you light the menorah. Of course, for another time, we'll discuss the obligation of lighting the menorah in the synagogue where there is a minyan.